It's just rough out here. You be laughing. Oh, you off beat a little bit. I can hear it. You off beat. Yo, wake that ass up.
Hey, good morning. Wake up. It's Mondays with A and J. I'm A.
And I'm Jay.
And we are young, blessed, bright, black professionals talking about real shit at work that you can't talk about at work. Real shit, real jobs, and y'all know what it is. Real people. Jay, let's get into this shit.
Well, y'all know last Monday we spoke about shooting your shot at work. That was that love at work part one. So this one for part two, we're talking about what happens when that shot goes in. But first, we have this advertisement from our affiliates.
People who want to start their own podcast keep asking us how we got our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all of these major platforms. Well, let me tell you a little secret there, guys. We use Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is a great podcast host that will give you a great-looking podcast website, get you listed on every major podcast platform, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and much more. Following the link in the episode description lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and help support our show, Mondays with A and J. So join over 100,000 podcasters like us already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Click on the link and get started.
Yeah.
So, y'all know we got the pink slip moment where we bring you the stories of the people who did dumb shit and had to get let go. Last week, we had Amy Cooper. And this week, we had the six officers from the Atlanta Police Department. I know y'all heard that story about them assaulting two college students at one of the protests.
Could you six step into my office? You guys pulled two students out of a car that were returning home from getting food. They were hungry. And you guys were power hungry. Came out here, used excessive force, tased a man, broke the windows of a car without proper protocol. We have protocols here. We do.
Protocol.
And you guys didn't follow them.
Not a word.
So for that excessive force and tasing students and now you six have been fired from your jobs. And now you guys have impending charges for aggravated assault, battery, and destruction of property. You guys have anything to say for yourselves? No, you don't. You don't. You don't. Because I'm going to say something for you. I know you've been fired from your job already, but from the management and staff here at Mondays with A&J, you six Atlanta police officers, you're fired.
You fired. Get on out of here. Get the out. Bye. Okay, so last episode, y'all heard us tell stories about love at work, but now we are bringing on two special guests to give their perspectives about love at work. Introducing Dr. C and Mr. K. Welcome, hey, y'all. My name is A&J. We are so glad to have y'all here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so now, yes. We're going to get into the nitty gritty, okay? We're going to get into the shit, right, Jay? So we want y'all, starting with Dr. C, tell us about a time or times that you had a relationship or a situationship with someone at work. And be sure not to leave out any of the details, okay? Go ahead, Dr. C.
Okay. Situationship / relationship. Right after I graduated college, like fresh off the boat, I was like, okay, we going to the real world. I'm gonna be grown out here. So I started working at a school, and it just so happened that this school my mother worked at. I was real excited. Ooh. Everything was good. I got me my little cushy job. I was making what I thought was some money. You know, I thought it was some money. We're not gonna talk about that. And my mom calls me over to her office one day. She said, "There's this man I need you to meet."
Okay, mama.
Yeah. She said, there's someone. She said, you need to meet this man. You need to meet this man. He's dark skinned. He's bald. He dresses real nice. This is who you need to talk to. I said, okay, mom, sure, whatever. Who do I meet on the way out of her office? This man. We call him Mr. H. Mr. H was everything my mother said. Yes. He was everything my mother said. And I was like, is she really looking out for me like that? Is this a blessing I wasn't expecting?
She wants you to get married, okay?
She did. She was ready, actually. Yeah, she exactly wanted the grandkids. She was planning for the grandkids. So Mr. H would come visit me in my classroom. You know, we'd be talking and everything was real kosher. So this went on for a couple of months. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm about to move. I'm about to go to school. Is this going to be a thing? Because I need to know. Because I need to know if I need to just move on with my life or are we going to make something happen out of this? Mr. H said he had a rule that he didn't date coworkers, though. I was like, so you're not going to make an exception because you're not leaving, right? Like, yeah. What do you want me to do? And he's like, no, I don't do this. It's too messy, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, bet. I'm going to go live my life then. Because like I told you, I was brand new, fresh off the boat. Right. You know, I got my little degree. I was the new girl in town. You know, it was already a whole lot of drama surrounding me at the workplace in general because I was just the newest teacher and, you know, young and pretty, as people would say. And so I said, well, there's other people here, so I'm going to go live my life. So I started doing that, living my life. Still liked him, but he obviously had a very large problem with me being friends with some of these other coworkers who were also interested in dating. So there's some back and forth. You know, people have their little opinions of what's going on, all types of rumors and everything like that. Meanwhile, like, I really thought that being in the workplace, things were going to be a lot more professional. I thought, you know, people were going to be grown-ups, but I learned that there's just as much drama in the working world. Yes, as I had in school. So, long story short, you know, me being me, I got what I wanted, and I had a boyfriend by the end of that working year. And
okay,
yeah, and so I mean,
it was him. It was him, right?
Yeah, it was him. Because he couldn't handle me.
He broke his rule. Or not?
Yeah, he broke his rule. I got what I wanted.
Yes,
he broke his rule.
Look at the manipulation. Look at the manipulation.
You know what? And apparently, I was manipulative. But you know, the relationship was pretty good. It lasted a couple years. It wasn't going to last long term. So, you know, I was okay with that. But, you know, lesson learned. It just happened naturally. And, you know, when the two people are supposed to be together and kindred souls or whatever you want to call it, hey, it can work.
Okay, kindred.
But that's it for me.
Well, it sounds like you're a professional at getting these guys to either break their own rules or get them to stay in these relationships after y'all stop working together. So kudos to you. You know, you
got that, these little men under your thumb.
There's another word
for that. There's another word for that.
I don't need to hear that word. I don't need
that. But why does manipulation?
Don't encourage that behavior.
But why does manipulation have to have a negative connotation?
True.
Because is there a positive one?
But my thing is, though, if you don't want to date me, you don't have to date me. But you can't also tell me that I can't date other people. So it's like you have to have it one way or the other.
Say that part.
Yeah, no. He had major issues with me being able to talk to other people. But you don't want to be my man because you don't want to date me. So what am I supposed to do?
Oh, that sounds like Christian Grey.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Fifty Shades.
You pod now.
Yeah, they can't have that cake and eat it too. Exactly. It just don't work out.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what he was trying to do.
Okay.
I understand that.
Okay, Dr. C. Okay, Mr. K, can you top those stories?
I mean, honestly, I feel like I can, but for the worse, maybe.
He giving us the good tea.
I'm going to start by saying, disclaimer, none of mine end in relationships. So,
so they're all situationships.
Okay.
Wow. Look at men.
What I like to say, ain't no title. You know, we just out here living and doing our things. I'm just trying to work.
There we go.
I work my shit, so I feel like quitting. I just know one thing leads to another. I honestly can't even tell y'all how it came to be, but all I'm going to say is maybe 5 months in this position, somehow we're supposed to plan like a big like group trip of like whatever girls and guys on some like what happens there stays there type of thing. And she was, to my knowledge, interacting with a dude at the job at the time. But I wasn't trying to, like, cop block. I'm big on, like, I don't cop block. So I was like, oh, well, if that's okay, that, then I'm going to just, you know, mind my time and just have my fun. Mind you, this plan never came to fruition. A bunch of people quit between the time it's supposed to happen and the time it didn't happen. So after that, I guess I was kind of next up, so to speak. So again, we exchanged information.
You got to lick this.
Right. Like I said, exactly.
Next on the roster. Oh, man.
Exactly. Are the tribute.
Her friends had beat me up enough, so I was like, hey, figure it, see what it's about. So to this point, it turned into like, I ended up actually, she gave me a promotion. This is kind of what kicked it off.
Oh, wait, she was your boss?
Wait, she was your boss?
This changes everything.
Wait, what are you thinking? This your coworker? You got to say that in the beginning.
She gave you a promotion.
Wait, technically, that's still a coworker.
No,
nah, but this is a
supervisor. This is your boss. This is a manager. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you got to use it all to your advantage, you know? Game is game. You know, you got to know how to play it.
Wait, so was she your direct, like, supervisor? Was she, like, above a couple of people?
Yeah, she was direct manager, like, in control of my time.
Controller.
Yeah, she promoted me to being under her.
Oh, my gosh, Jay. This is what you were talking about on the last episode. Oh.
Hey, man. It all comes together.
So, it all comes together. Actually, we ended up planning another little group trip, and this is after me and my current girlfriend had a rocky situation. Now, granted, before this, we were messing around or whatever, and then things went sour on my end.
And she's still engaged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got, like, kids, all that.
Kids?
Yeah.
You leaving out a lot of juicy parts.
So,
that's the best situation, though. Not that I would know, but those are the best situations. Not that I would know, but those are the best situations from what I've heard.
Okay.
Oh, man. So, we went to this little, again, planned excursion of sorts with coworkers. It's three girls, three guys, what have you. We just doing whatever all around the house. It's gone wild, so to speak. Great time.
Okay.
Doing so whatever.
Wait, what kind of job is this?
You call it what you want, you know what I mean? Whoever you need to tell it to.
Call it what you want.
Wait,
did you write it off on your taxes?
Right, so was this a work trip or was this a trip you just took with coworkers?
The latter, definitely.
Okay.
Depending on who asked, it's a work trip.
Is this like a corporate America job? Is this like retail?
We got questions.
It's a
what questions like y'all want the job next.
Hey, right.
No, I'm just interested with, you know, you going on trips with your boss. I don't want to go on a trip.
It's a call center environment, but we don't take calls. We just work on computers all day. So you just in a call center environment. Same to what the doctor said of a very high school environment that I was unbeknownst to. But again, word of mouth, apparently I was the chosen one, so to speak. So we come back from the trip. And from there, I'm going to just say things kind of catapulted to where we started hanging out in hotels like every weekend.
Wow.
I met her family. She took me out
her
of town.
Her family? Like her kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Ooh. Is she still engaged?
Whole time. Still to this day.
How old are the kids? They're like babies?
I'm
thinking the kids would tell their daddy.
They don't know. Like, one is preteen, and then the other one is pre-K.
I'm assuming all of this is under the guise that you are still her just like a colleague.
Right, this is mommy's friend.
Yeah, literally her. She's manager. I'm assistant manager.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when she introduced you as such.
Mm.
You talking about to who? Her people?
To her kids.
Family.
Yeah, and her family.
Kids, anybody.
Well, to the kids, it was Jay, I'm gonna say you know me well enough. I keep a good bit of jobs. So at the time when I was introduced to the children, I was working actually another one of my jobs. So it's almost like, hey, I just happen to be here and this guy is just a worker. Well. You know, he's just a coworker, right? But to people, they knew what it was. Like, oh, I'm not happy in my situation and I'm still dealing with that. This is my escape for the time being. So
But she was engaged, not married, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference at that point?
Okay, but, she could have just broke off the engagement.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's...
I'm going to say that's another conversation, too. But, yeah, it used to be, like, parking lot stuff, lunchtime, in the office, like, you name it.
Well, y'all was active.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, to bring everything full circle, to this point today, I ain't going to say rough, because I'm not under her anymore, but I'm pretty sure she's in love, and I'm not on that.
Oh,
and
I'm she's in love with you.
Was like in love with who? He said, "I'm
pretty."
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty sure. So it's kind of a rocky situation. Like she'll still try to be real sweet and expect the reciprocation of that, and I'm just kind of like, you know, we can keep it, you know, keep it work related, keep it business. So it's kind of interesting at this point, but. I mean, I don't take stuff personal, and I can compartmentalize very well, almost too well, some people tell me. So I just kind of keep it moving. But as of yet, it hasn't really come back to bite me.
Well.
Ooh.
Damn.
Okay.
Y'all got both of y'all got a lot going on. I'm going to keep it a buck.
No, Jesus. Okay.
Hey, so. This is past tense, Jay.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
So quick question for both y'all. With all of these stories, your experiences, what would you deem first to be the pros of having a work bae or a work situationship?
The pros.
Do you want to go first?
Nah, you go ahead because I gotta think about this.
That promotion, okay. That promotion,
yeah,
you got sounded
think,
like a pro.
You got a definitely pretty good one.
I'm gonna say it keeps the workplace kind of exciting. Cause
that's true.
The type of person I am, and Jay might can test. I like to push the envelope of like how much can I get away with without getting caught. That's just kind of for better or worse.
I live vicariously through you.
Hey,
do you?
So you're right, my friend.
Okay.
Well, what about the cons? Anybody have any pros, any cons? Doctor?
I'm gonna say it definitely was times. Oh, I'm sorry, I could have done that.
No, go ahead.
It definitely was times where, say, because then this is an open workspace. So, and my thing, I was big on like, we're not together. So, excuse me, we do whatever, doing what have you between us, but then like say I want to flirt with another girl or another girl come flirt with me, and because I'm underneath her, literally she would just like get in her a funk, and then that whole rest of the shift she'd take it out on our entire team. Yeah. Me and my other assistant manager underneath her, just like give us the
right call. See, you have to play your part
but
for the team.
Try to.
Yeah,
and my part is, hey, your name ain't on it, I do what I want. So
you made it rough for everybody
else. Right. Was like, if you would just do your job the way way you're supposed to.
The way you're supposed to.
If I am doing my job and if something else presents itself to me and I don't even entertain it, but you get mad at that's not my fault.
But you knew she was going to get upset, though.
But what I'm supposed to do, tell every girl, like, oh, don't even come talk to me? I got to do my job.
That's not your job.
I'm not saying to entertain
you need to be entertaining anybody.
My job is to help people. So if a girl is continuing to ask for my help, and
I'm just going to help them all, aren't you? My gosh, just like when you helped a girl that wanted to meet in the meat section, right?
Right.
Right.
He's helping everybody.
I feel you.
You don't turn.
That's a good excuse. I'm going to say that to you. I was like, I was just helping, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Just help. Exactly.
That's it. It was like, the ladies need my help.
Sometimes I get jealous.
No. Well, fair enough.
Clearly. Man. So, Dr. C, any pros or cons?
I think, like, probably the biggest pro was just, like, keeping it entertaining. Like, honestly, as ridiculous as some of the situations were, I had fun. Like, I had fun with work, but then I also got to have my side fun that nobody else needed to know about. Mm-hmm. And I think as far as cons, I would really just say, like, the extra drama. Like, everyone always feels like they're entitled to know what's going on in your life and who you're dating and who is doing this and who's doing that. And I really was, like, especially with my first situation, I really wasn't expecting all these grown people, like grown people, to care what I was doing at 21. Mm-hmm. But everybody had an opinion in that building. So that was kind of annoying. So I was pretty ready to get out of there. And the second one, I don't really think there were any cons with that. I think that was really just all fun. That's what that summer was. So yeah,
did either of y'all's jobs have any policies against workplace relationships, fraternization, or anything like that?
I'm gonna say definitely. Like, if we would have got called, I could have got fired.
So you were willing to take that risk?
Clearly.
Foolishly, I suppose, but I ain't think about it.
Pushing the envelope. Yeah, my first job, there was no problems, no policies with it. I mean, there was people in there that was married. There was other grown folks having relationships. The second situation, nobody ever said that we couldn't. But it eventually became kind of like common knowledge, to the point that, you know, my boss's boss, who was actually like a second mom to me, she knew it. But she didn't give me any slack about it. Just him. Like, they kind of, you know, she let him know, hey, I know what you're doing. You better keep it, you know, under control. Right. So, yeah. So I never had any problems. Nobody ever said anything to me. He might have gotten it a little bit, but, you know, he was all right. He survived.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So to wrap it up, would y'all recommend workplace relationships to your younger self based off what you know now?
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Yeah, I would do it again.
She had fun.
Yeah, I did.
She said she had a good time.
Right. I don't really see anything that I messed up. So,
Mr. K?
Hey, man, I tell you, women always get it the good side. But I say, unless y'all going in with, like, this is clearly what I want out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all tell each other up front. Because if it's going in, we both got a situation, think everything will be kosher, but then one person feel more than the other, then it's already going to screw everything. So
yeah.
I say, nah, keep to yourself, be about your money. And if that's not good enough, then, I don't know, get a stress ball or something.
All right, listeners, y'all have it. Get y'all stress ball and be about y'all money. We want to thank Dr. C and Mr. K for being our first guest on Mondays
thank
with
A&J. Y'all for having
thank
us.
Y'all so
appreciate
much.
Y'all.
Thank you, A&J.
For being part of our segment. Y'all stay safe and stay out of trouble now, all right?
All right.
All right, y'all too, A&J. Appreciate you. Woo.
Those were some stories. Those are some stories.
It sure was.
Yeah. Well, y'all just heard them talk about working with their bays, but what happens when y'all go y'all separate ways? Now, what really happens when you work with your ex, and how you gonna really act?
How you gonna act? Well, let's show them what not to do when working with your ex.
Yeah. Did you? Who threw away my food? I just had it in the microwave.
Oh, that was your food, Trey? Oh, my bad.
Brittany, you knew that was my food.
No,
why
I
you
didn't
threw
know
it away?
It was your food, Trey. I mean, you should have been watching your food. Pay attention.
It had my name on the lid.
I didn't see it. Must have rubbed off. Sorry. Oh,
my. Ooh, boy. I knew I shouldn't have dated her.
Oh. Bye, loser.
Well, that was a horrible way to interact with your ex at work. Here is a better way. Here is a better way to act towards your ex at work.
Hey Trey, is this your food in the microwave?
Oh, hey Brittany. Yeah, that is my food. Did you need to use the microwave?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to make sure, you know, your food was done before I put in mine.
Yeah. It's free. I'm sorry. Is your day going good?
It's going well. How about yours?
It's good. Holding up. Close to Friday, you know.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Yo, Trey is still corny.
First of all, I would never be that nice as Brittany, okay? Like, there's no way in hell I'm acting that way towards an ex. You about to get this meme mug, this evil stare, this side eye. I'm about to be talking to you crazy. I'm probably going to put your name at the bottom of a bad email. Like, not happening.
And that brings us to Monday's tip for entrepreneurs. Take it away.
Yes, we are dropping gems for those in and out of the 9-to-5. We have this good tip from Dr. William Pickard. He is an angel investor, philanthropist, and one of the most successful African-American businessmen in America. He says, stop faking it until you make it. Save. Be careful of what you wear and what you drive. Use common sense. Don't show up at the bank applying for a business loan and you out here wearing 2 Rolex watches. And stop buying what you want and begging for what you need. So, if you're out here trying to make it, y'all, it's okay to take pride in the struggle. It's okay to look like you a little struggle. Because you know that one day you are going to be successful. You are going to be at the top. You are going to accomplish your goals. And you won't have to fake it till you make it because you actually did make it.
You got email.
Do we have mail?
Let me check. I think we might do. Yes.
Okay, we got the inbox.
Hey, we got a question from Joseph out of Charleston.
Well, I love Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's that good eating. The question. good eating. They got it right up. Never mind. You don't understand. So to get into the question, Joseph asked, "How do you discern between a meeting that's professional versus personal?" For instance, if a colleague of the opposite or same sex asks you to go out for coffee, how do you set boundaries or understand intentions?
That's a great question.
What do you think?
I guess it depends on when this meeting is taking place, right? Is this happening during work hours, like during lunchtime? Are y'all going to grab coffee or during like a break? Then, you know, obviously that denotes more of a professional vibe. But if it's after work or on the weekends, then now it's giving off a more personal tone. I guess you have to assess your own personal relationship with that colleague. If you feel like they've been kind of dropping hints that they might be interested in something more than a professional relationship and you're not interested in that, then definitely make that clear. So you can make that clear by when they offer or ask you to go out for coffee, be like, sure, let's go grab a coffee. There's some things I'd like to talk to you about regarding XYZ at work. Feel free to bring anything else that you'd like to share with me regarding work as well. So now you just set the tone for the meeting that is a work meeting, right? Or say something about putting it on your work calendar or send them a work email, right? Confirming the coffee meeting so that they know that this is not personal. Now, if they text you or call you after work hours on the weekend talking about grabbing coffee, then yeah, that definitely feels like more of a personal vibe. And just, you know, respectfully and kindly say, you know, I'm only able to meet for work-related conversations. And that's all I'll be able to offer at this point.
Yep. Thank you, Joseph from Charleston. That was Ask A&J. If you need any advice, you have any questions, make sure you contact us at mondayspodcast@gmail.com. We'll be sure and happy to, you know, give any type of advice or, you know, perspectives that we can.
Yes.
And yes, it is another day of Music Mondays. We got y'all through the beginning of the day. So here's some music to get you through the rest. Bringing you That Space by new artist Keela featuring Will and T. Lee. Check her out on IG and all social medias at Keela Vibes, Vibes with two E's. Listen to the full song by clicking the links in the episode description. Yeah. Another podcast in the books, hey. Y'all. Mondays with A&J. We are live on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. We on all the podcasts. And our website is up, MondaysPodcast.com. Follow us, subscribe to us, leave us reviews and feedback. We love it. We love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Let me just leave y'all with a Monday's quote. Either you run the day or the day runs you. That was by John Ron.
Somebody.
Hey, man. We out.
Hey. Mondays with A&J is an A&J and I Will Entertainment production.